Yeah, it's me, your old pal Stu, here once again on a Wednesday evening. Time now for the Twang Trust, Winnipeg's only rock and roll radio show. Well, what do we got in store for you tonight on the show? We got some cruising, gonna do some grooving. Got some girl power pop. And there's a few must-see shows going on. We'll take a listen to all of them, particularly show happening in some Joker's living room a week from tonight. Mr. Jim Bryson coming to town. You know him from hanging out with Kathleen Edwards, the Tragically Hip, Oh Susanna, and others. But we like him best when he's doing his own thing. And the Basher, Nick Lowe, is coming to town this Saturday. How exciting is that? Yeah, gonna hear some sweet, sweet Nick Lowe action tonight. Get us primed and more. Art will save us all here tonight on the Twang Trust.
Play with sharp sticks and they
Ah, Jesus, cocaine, ketamine, Christ. He's just all right with me. Me and Amos the Kid. That was Amos the Kid, and wow, that was Amos the Kid at the Park Theater over the weekend, and dang, what a show. What a show. Finally got around to seeing him. And been loving the record for a while, and loving the live thing, maybe even a little more. It's, man, oh man. You know, all night long I was trying to think of who he sounded like, who you'd compare him to. And, like, I don't know, two dozen names came to mind, but none of them, like, in a big way. It's like, oh, he's sort of like this guy, he's sort of like that guy. But there's still so much more to him. It's, yeah, you gotta experience the Kid. And nothing, there was three people over the age of 30 there that night. You know, it was all kids. It was all kids. What's wrong with you old people? You know? Enough with the Matlock reruns. Get out and see some kids rocking. We're gonna hear some of them other kids we saw that night, too, tonight. But, what's going on? That was this. Da-da-da-da-da. What's going on here? That's still okay now. It's quiet now. Never mind. Anyways, one more from Amos the Kid. Here's the big anthem. This is all the kids were shouting this out, singing along with the chorus. It was a wonder to behold. And next time it happens, make sure you're there. Wait a minute. Let's start at the beginning. That's where you usually start.
I said, you.
Caught me by surprise. That was Sturgill Simpson there from his wacky record. What's that thing called? I can't remember. It was that wacky one he made. Last Man Standing from that wacky record. That's Sturgill Simpson is the name that comes closest, I think, to describing Amos the Kid. You know, Sturgill's just one of those guys who, like Amos, he just doesn't play by the rules, doesn't stick to one thing. And tickets went on sale today, artist presale. The password is why not 2024. The password is why not 2024. To see Sturgill Simpson in Fargo, Moorhead precisely, at the Blue Stem Amphitheater. Yeah. There's a pit. He has a pit going on. Never seen a pit action at the Blue Stem before. I don't know if they've done that or not. But, yeah. Anyways, I don't know that I'm going. But you might want to. And he's opening for himself. Sturgill Simpson, he's got this weird thing. He's now going to be calling himself Johnny Blue Skies. There's going to be a Johnny Blue Skies album coming soon. And he'll open as Johnny Blue Skies, and then he'll headline as Sturgill Simpson. What a crazy nut. Amos the Kid before that, and World Burn. Oh, so good. So good. Hope we get to see Amos the Kid live again sometime soon. Hey, art will save us all. Have you heard? It's true. Show going on this Friday at the West End Cultural Center. Being put together by CKUW's own Kelly Hughes, who is building a theater called the Valiant Theater, and you can help him build the Valiant Theater this Friday by going to a super swell show at the West End Cultural Center. It features live music. It features walking, talking, up-close magicians. Big Daddy Taz going to be the MC of the night. He's funny as all get out. And there's a big art auction. I told him I'd donate a big whack of gig posters to the art auction, you know, just to keep it low brow. You know, I saw some of the art that he's got, and it's some pretty fancy, you know, highfalutin kind of, you know, serious artwork, right? I thought, well, you know, let's keep it down to earth, too. And, you know, throw in a 1974 Kiss at the U of M poster, amongst other things. Most of them are just going to be bagged and boarded type things. You know, nothing too fancy. But I do have two nice Rolling Stones pieces, the unzipped thing and the fake 1966 Rolling Stones at the Winnipeg Arena poster, both wood-mounted. Very nice. Along with another dozen or so gig posters of yore. So that's going to be in the art auction as well. And one of the acts playing, who I'd never heard of before, but I went and took a listen to them, and gosh, they're pretty sounding. They're awful pretty sounding, and I'm looking forward to seeing them in a big way. This Friday at the West End Cultural Center, $20 will get you in, and all proceeds going to help build the Valiant Theater, a brand new, once it opens, performance space in Winnipeg. Holds 100 people. And it's going to be a serious listening room, built in an old church just like the West End was. And going to be a holy place indeed once it gets going, for sure. But Friday at the West End, you can go help that happen by listening to these folks here. This is Winnipeg's own Deacon Creek.
Geek posters, come see my show. Geek posters, geek posters. piece of art. It's up all over South Street, so please don't tear apart. I really like making this fine design. Won't you please come see my show so I don't lose my mind? Yeah, geek posters, geek posters. Come see my show.
Posters, yeah, that was a band from Sonoma County, California, called Gas Money. That was their big smasheroo hit, Gig Posters, from their album Untethered. Yeah, it's my new theme song. Before that, Silent War from Deacon Creek, playing this Friday as part of the big Build the Valiant Theater show happening at the West End Cultural Center. Along with, who's that other band? There's the poster. There's the gig poster, even as I speak. Except I didn't make the band names easy enough to read from 20 feet away. What are they called? The somethings. The Beatles? No. The Benefits. Is it The Benefits? You'd think I'd know. I made the poster. Anyways, go find out this Friday at the West End Cultural Center. It'll be a ton of fun, but, you know, you're there to help support Build the Valiant Theater, Winnipeg's next awesome performance hall, a serious listening room. And kudos to Kelly Hughes for undergoing this thing and bringing something we need to town. Like Jim Bryson, for instance, he's coming to town, playing the Studome a week from tonight, and it's sold out. He could be playing to more people, but it's all we can fit in the Studome. Now, if we had a bigger place for him to play, like, say, the Valiant Theater, you know, things would be better. Jim's playing actually the next night. If you want to go, if you don't have your ticket already to the Studome, you're out of luck. But if you really want to see him, he's playing the next night at Jeff's. And Jeff's got room for you. So, yeah, get a hold of him. You can email Jeff at Tell the Band to Go Home and say, hey, the A-list venue is sold out. I can still get into your place. And, yeah, you can. So do that if you need to. But we're pretty darn excited. I'm going to both shows myself. It's going to be a gas. It's always fun to see Jim. Even when the show falls apart in the middle, he's just a crazy guy. and he's always good for a laugh and a great song. And I'm looking forward to mud wrestling him for more records in Jeff's garage. like last time. Me and Jim mud wrestled over a Lee Hazelwood album last time. And then him and John K. Sampson started making fun of Bruce Springsteen, and I started crying and had to leave. I told my mom on them. I don't know if mom ever talked to their moms or not, but she said she was gonna. Anyways, we'll see what happens this time around. Jim's coming to town to do some recording with his old pal, and thought, wow, what the heck, let's do some shows. And yeah, we're doing some shows. And speaking of John Kay, here's a record that Jim Bryce had made, in fact, with the Weaker Thans. It's called The Falcon Lake Incident. I'm going to be requesting this one, my own self. Let's see if it happens. And I'll request it after he's already played it, as is my modus operandi when it comes to live Jim Bryson shows. This is called Constellation.
my friend. You're confusing and confounding, and it's hard to breathe the air around here, 'cause you've taken all the fresh air in. And to tell you the truth, my friend, well, all of this has been wearing thin. And you never really could ever feel much good, 'cause you never let the good get in. And it's tough to know you're always waving and smiling. You won't go, you're always up to something. You'll never grow much here, it's clear. You're pissing on everything. I can say this all once again. You're still confusing and confounding. And if you cover with boards all the windows and doors, you'll never let the sun get in. And to tell you the truth, my friend, all this bullshit's been wearing thin. And it's hard to breathe the air around here, 'cause you've taken all the fresh air in. And it's tough to know you're always waving and smiling. You won't go, you're always up to something. You'll never grow much here, it's clear. If you never let the sun shine in. Waving and smiling, you won't go, you're always up to something. And you'll never grow much here, it's clear, when you're pissing on everything. It's tough to know you're always waving and smiling. You won't go, you're always up to something. And you'll never grow much here, it's clear. Never let the sun shine in. If you never let the sun shine in. We'll be right back.
Hi, folks. This is O. Suzanne, and you're listening to the High Lonesome Sound of the Twang Trust, CKUW 95.9 FM, Winnipeg, Manitoba.
And Jim Bryson.
And you're listening to the Twang Twust on
CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Yeah, you are. Winnipeg, where we're all going to die. That's what they tell me. The station's been telling you. We're all going to die. There's a tornado coming. Plague, pestilence, cats, dogs living together. Oh, my God. But no, it's canceled. It's canceled now. No, never mind. There's nothing to see here. Go on about your business. And then we'll say that 100 times. Apparently that's what you're hearing. You're not hearing me at all. I'm going to have to go in and fix this in editing afterwards. Aren't I? Before I upload it to twangtrust.ca for your post-show listening pleasure. We'll fill in all the holes that got filled in by a computer telling you, we're all going to die. No, you're not. No, you're not. We're going to be fine. You might get wet. Ooh. Don't you have an umbrella, for Pete's sake? Go out, buy an umbrella. Man, people. All the same things for the same reaction. It's the name of that song from Jim Bryson's last release called Country Wi-Fi. A fine thing. Fine little 21-minute mini album of sorts that only exists digitally. Wish he'd put it on a thing that you could, you know, toss to someone across a room and pay $20 for at the merch table. But you can't. You can only own it digitally. You can only pay 0.0003 cents to Jim for that song. Even if you want to give him more. Well, actually, you could give him more if you bought it on Bandcamp, couldn't you? You could. Before that, Pissing on Everything from Jim's third album, Where the Bungalows Roam, which followed another song from that album, or no, vice versa, actually. That's the way I was going to play it, and then I played it in a different order. But we also heard from that same record, The Wishes Pile Up, except we didn't hear it from that record. We heard the iTunes session version featuring the Weaker Thans. He was backed up on the Weaker Thans by the Weaker Thans on that track. And yeah, just a little punchier, didn't you think? Yeah, noticeably punchier. And the Weaker Thans on the cut that opened up that set, Constellation, from the album they recorded together in Falcon Lake, called the Falcon Lake Incident. And maybe we'll hear stories about that incident a week from tonight at the Stew Dome when Jim Bryson takes the stage. Yeah. Sold out. Can't come. If you don't have your tickets already, you can't come. You can sit on the porch and listen if you want. We don't mind if you do that. We'll even let you in for a snack if you're really nice and you can buy something. Okay, if you're buying something and you're listening on the porch, we'll let you in for a snack for free. Can even have a can of soda. We're like that at the Stew Dome. Yeah. You know, making music isn't the only thing Jim Bryson does. He also helps people, other people make music. And we're going to listen to some of that now just because so much of it is so great. In fact, this record was the best record made a few years ago when it came out. Yep, it's that good. It's such a great record. It made the Polaris Prize shortlist, in fact, and it should have won, but it didn't. The album was called Theory of Ice. And the song we're going to hear from it is called Surface Tension. And it features another voice that local folks may recognize. You may not. But this is Leanne Betasemasek Simpson on the Twang Trust. Thank you.
Hi, this is Cale Mattson, and you're listening to Big Dumb Rock and Roll on the Twang Trust, CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
I was born by the edge of town, and I swore I'd be somewhere long gone by now. Every morning begins the same, just another day older with a different name. No, I never really could explain, 'cause I wait for the end to it over again. But I won't mess it up this time, you won't pass me. Saw your face, small town summer on a Saturday. Every word I said was true. Spent my life chasing what was passing